We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on Ayin Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. It says Kiddush Yod V'Raglov. It says in our Mishnah, the Seder Hayoyim of Yom Kippur, and it says that after they do the Ayil Ba'el Ha'am, which was on the third stage, then on the fourth one, they took off the Big Dezav, the Kohen Gadol took off the Big Dezav, put on Big Dezav, and took out the Kaf Emachta. And as we know, in the Pesukim, it wasn't so clear what happened, and you had to do a little changing of the Pesukim, of the order of the Pesukim, in order to learn out this halacha. So Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk, Va Aaron El Amayid, Lam Uba, it doesn't say why he came, it says in the Pasuk, before the Yotzava, Asas, Oilo Soiva, Oilo Sa'am, it says that he goes out, and he goes out, and va aron el moed, and he goes into the el moed and takes out, does something there. So we say what it's doing is taking out the kaf umachta. That's what we learn from this pasuk. The pasuk says like this: v'nasa ha'sara alav eskalav v'inoisam el eretz gezer v'shilchas ha'sara v'amidbo, which means the sa'ir la'azazel goes out, takes all the avinus. Then the next pasuk says va aron el moed. Aaron goes into the oil and oil, it sounds like he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then afterwards the Pasha is Big Day Abad, Asher Lava, Asher Voyal HaKodesh, V'nichem Sham, and then says Rachas is Besar HaMayim, and V'lovash is Begadah, V'yotzav HaAsas, Oil HaSoyv is Oil HaSa'am. So in the Pesukim would sound like he did the Oil HaSa'am, which is the Ayol, after the Pasuk of Va'ar Ne'al Mayid. But Va'ar Ne'al was a Milamu Baal, Hoytis HaKaf HaSa Machta. Shekola parasha kula nemra al seder. The whole parasha was al seder. The chutz pasuk zev. So this pasuk was out of order. Now my time. How do we know it's out of order? Maybe taka before he did the oilos ha'om, he took out the kaf machta, and it wasn't. It was just in the second stage. After he finished with the par, the ktiris first, and the par of esar, he sent out the azazel. Maybe he went back in and took out the kaf machta. But at that time it was out already. How do you know that there's a stage in the middle? So it's my time. How do you know? Aram Chisto. Gamiru, we have a Loch Moshe Messinai, Chomish Tvilas, Vasar Kushim, Tevil, Bukhari God, Lokash, Bebe Yem. We know from a Loch Moshe Messinai that on Yom Kippur there were 5 Tvilas and 10 Kiddush Adayim Viraglayim. So if there was 5 Tvilas, we know there has to be 5 times that you switch your clothing. So if this pasuk of taking out the kafa machta was before the Oyla Sa'am, so then after the Oyla Sa'am, there would be no reason to switch it to Big Day Lavan anymore. So to come out, you'd only have 3 stages. You'd have Big Day Zav that you did the Tamid, Big Day Lavan did all of Avodas Hayoyim, including taking out the Kaf HaMachta, and then Big Day Zav again, which would be the Ayil, the Eilos Am, and all the Masafin and the Tamash Rebbeim. There would be no reason to switch again. So we have to put something in between the two Kodesh, going into the Kodesh Kodashims. One Kodesh Kodashim is do the Avodah, the other one is take out the Kaf HaMachta. We've got to insert Avodah in between. So which Avodah do we insert in between? We say the pasuk that comes afterwards, V'yotza V'asas Oyla Soy V'as Oyla Sa'am, that pasuk belongs before Uva Aaron El Amayit.
And the point of Elijah in the Mishnah would be the Shivik Basim 2.
What?
Point of Elijah of the Mishnah would be the Shivik Basim 2.
Right. That could be also. What? The pasuk, the Oyla Sa'am, first of all, you mean the Muri Chatas, not the Shivik Sekwas. We're going to go with Tom Shvei Abayim. The Saf and go with Tomash Ben Abayim. Okay, so according to the Mishnah, he's saying. Yeah. So according to the Mishnah, there's no Makar, because where does it say Shiva Sekwasim? It says it in the parish of Musaf. It doesn't say anywhere where it is. So the Pasuk is not a steer to it anyway. It doesn't say a Bechlal, the Kabbanah is in a parish of Pinchas. It doesn't say it here, Bechlal. So then it would be a Gilu. Once it says Ayala Om, which is a grata part of Musafim, he'll say it brings all the Musafim, as he could have said. But like Al-Kapana was saying, this pasuk of Oyla Sa'am will be inserted in between, and Murichat, as other things might be with that also. Yeah, that's true. But Imara has a kasha, we'll see in a second. Yeah. So how do we know it's out of order? Because we know we have to have 5 tefillos and 10 kedushin. The Amis Kasidron, if it's on order, Kasivi, Loi Mishkachas, that's not possible. El Shalish tefillos, Shisha Kedushin, Agudish made the cheshbin, that if you don't split up the 2 avoidas of Big Day Lavan, then you're going to have a problem. You're only going to have 3 tefillos altogether. You're only going to have 3 stages. Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, and Big Day Zav. And you're not going to have 5 and 10. Maskevlo Rav Zeira. How do you know it's out of order? This is similar to Mordechai's kasha, but different kasha. How do you know it's out of order? Maybe everything in Achin Yoresh is perfectly in order. And actually, the Ayala Om and the Oilus Om and his own Oilus come in the 5th stage. What do you put in between the two bigger lavan? You know what put between the lavan? The sayer hanasa bechutz, which is one of the mesafim, mosiv izim lechatos that we had in Parashas Pinchas. Maybe that goes in between. Maskla abzera v'dilma mafsikle v'sar nasa bechutz. Maybe the hefsik is v'sar nasa bechutz. It doesn't. That's not in this parasha. That's in the Parashas Pinchas. Now Tosfos and the ayin am abeis the Rav Maskla va'acha, the first one, speaks out that this kasha is not lefi Rav Eliezer, because lefi Rav Eliezer of the brisa, the sar and asa b'chutz is brought dafka Tomas Shabbein Abayin, but this kasha is dafka lefi Rav Akiva. Lefi Rav Akiva, you bring the sawyer hanasa b'chutz together with the middle with the elo elo alam taka. Lefi Rav Akiva, it's taka what you do. Because it says in the pasuk milvad, the pasuk there says sir izim echal lechatos vad chalas akapurim. So anyway, we knew that the sir izim echal lechatos, that's a musaf, comes after the avodas hayom. So it comes anyway in the middle. So maybe that is what you mafsik with. Who said you have to switch this out of order? The psukim in parash achrei mois. Maybe sar nasa v'chutz, which we know anyway comes after avodas hayom. Maybe that's in between. So Tosfos learns the kasha is dafka lefi Rav Akiva, not lefi Rav Eliezer. Lemaisa, the Tosfos Yishonim over here says that kasha be even lefi Rav Eliezer. Tosfos speaks out that filu l'Rav Eliezer domal shekol masafim hoyu im tomash ben abayim acha avodas hayom yafsikam v'sar masafim. The Gemara's kasha still take one of those masafim away from tomash ben abayim, bring it here. Why would you switch something out of order? Just if a simple etzah, put the sar nasa v'chutz in between. In the pasuk it says, when it says about the oil sa'am, it says the yotza va'asa es oil sa'ay, and the drasha is it's mashma your first yitzia, you do the oil. Then the first yitzia is after the first avodas hayom. Mi yitzia rishayna avod oil ve'ilam. The way we know it's out of order is because it says v'yotza. So bishlama, if there only is three stages, so then okay, v'yotza is in order. But now it's saying there has to be five stages. So you have to put something in between the two avodas pnim. Since it says v'yotza over here, v'yotza is mashma, they do the oilas ha'am, which is the pasuk in Achrei Mois. You do that. You do the oilas ha'am after the first pnim. So it has to be, that's the one in between, and it has to be out of order. Tomorrow's kasha was maybe saw nas v'chutz. Tomorrow says no. This has to be them because this has to be after the first yitzia. Because v'yotzas mashma miyitzia rishayna. Rashi says v'zu yitzia rishayna amura beparasha, and says what do you do oil sa'am? So you know that the ayel va'ayel am eloy va'ayel am all come in between and it's out of order. Rav Amar is going to be a different pshat how we know that there's more than three stages. We said the first pshat is because there's a halacha mishmar Sinai. There were five tefillas. Rav Adim Pshat. Rav Amar Kra. The pasuk says after you went into the kodesh kedoshim to take out the kafa machta, it says upashat is brigdi abad asher lavash v'voyi al kodesh v'nicham sham. So the extra word asher lavash over here of pasuk there. Vada shein tam lemasher lavash klum adam paishu dam asher lavash. Only take off things you wear. El matam lemasher lavash shelavash kvar, that you're ready. You already wore it before. This is not the first time you're wearing it. You already wore it before. So we know you must have taken it off and put it on again. So that's how we know this pasuk that says you went to Kafa Machta is not right after the regular Avodas Pnim. There's something in between where you put on Bigdei Zav and then you took it off, put on Bigdei Lavan. Asher Lavash Mashma, Asher Lavash Kvar. Tosfos Yishonim actually asks, that didn't we learn in Perek HaMnuna that in the morning you wore different white clothing than in the evening? It's even more expensive in the morning. So it's not Asher Lavash anyway. It's not Asher Lavash anyway. I think Asher Lavash means, oh, we wore it already. Didn't we wear it already? Yeshleimah, Kamalka, and Big Day Bada. And the man says, yeah, Big Day Bada, both Big Day of Pishta and Kulam. Yeah, so that's the Vashem's Tarets, but it's a nice point to speak out. Maskal Rab Bar Shiloh. Same type of kasha we just asked them before. Okay, good, you proved that there's Asher Lavash here. So there's two times you're putting on Big Day Bad, putting on Big Day Lavan, but how do you know in between was the Ayel of Ayel Am? Teretz is, the Chsiv, V'yotza V'osa. It wasn't with Sar Nas V'chutz. It says, V'yotza V'osa V'osa. V'yotza V'osa is Ayel Sa'am. It's Ayel Sa'am. It's Ayel Sa'am. So we know that was the first Yitzia Rishoyna. And therefore, it was in between the two Big Day Lavan. Vaitik Marakasha. V'chola parasha kula nemra al-aseda. Is the whole parasha nemra al-aseda? We know that it says in the pasuk like this. After this whole thing happened, it says in the pasuk, "Es parachatas v'sirachatas v'shuvas dom l'chap b'kodesh yitzi l'chutz l'machne." He bring l'chutz l'machne v'sarfu ba'esh as irasam as b'sarim as pirsham. That's what the pasuk says, and the pasuk before that already says, "V'schel v'achatas yakteh mizbecha." What happens in the pasukim? Say that pasukim after the it says already in the pasukim that you took the kav machta out. Then it said out of order the oilas soy oilas alam. Says afterwards you makter the murim of the chatas. Then it says you take the parachatas sirachatas. You burn it outside. If you remember in the order, when did you burn the parachatas and sirachatas outside? In the second stage. Well, what's the raya? Because it says you kire the laning then. And it says, if you want to see the laning and the burning at the same time, you can't at the same time. So you see, when does the burning happen? In stage two. If you look at the Pesukim, it says, Parachas Yerachatas, after it says the Pasuk of Atzas Kafa Machta, and after Pasuk of Oilasa, Oilasaam. And also says, after the same, and before that, it says, Eschel Chatz Yaktan Esbech, which means you makrib de murim. Right, the Gemara, the rest of the Parasha, everything's good. Kulin Nemre Al Seida, Vakroyek Sivi, Veschel Chatz Yaktan Esbech. Bahada, and afterwards it says, Parachat, all this is after the Kafa Machta and after Oilasa Velasam. We learned in the Mishnah before, Raya is Kaigadla Kashu Kairi. If you've seen the Kaigadla lane, in Raya Parasar on its Shrafim, it doesn't see the Parasar on its Shrafim. Ve'ilu and Murichat is Basacha Machtalun, and Murichat is after, it's also after the Oilasa Velasam. So Gemara says, actually the Rishonim asked, what do you have to bring in this v'schel chad yakdem mezbecha? Just ask the kasha simply. Parachat zirachatas says you burn now, we said it burn before. What do you have to bring in v'schel chatas? The Tosfos Rishonim and Tosfos Rosh asked the kasha. But upon Gemara's kasha is, you don't need the first v'schel chad yakdem mezbecha. You don't really need here to ask the kasha. The kasha is very simple. It says in the Pesukim after the kafamach, it says v'sparachat zirachatas, take outside to burn. That was in stage two. Finished. That's the kasha. So Gemara says, you're right, it's out of order. Ema chutz a pasuk zaveilech. After the pasuk of oilosoi va'oilosam, everything's out of order. It's out of order. Pray to Gemara kasha, you know, maybe that the Mishnah says that they burnt the same time as laning, that's the mistake. You know, how do you know what's the mistake? Hey, no, the psukim was a mistake. My chos is a mishvesh as kroi. Hey, no, the psukim are a mistake. Shabbos masnita. Say the mishnah is a mistake. Maybe the mishnah is a mistake. Amar, but how do you know the mishnah is right that the seirif was earlier, that they burnt it in stage two? How do you know that? Amar bayi, amar kro. The pasuk says after that, like this, that the hamishaleach. First, the Gemara says that the mishaleach becomes tameh. And the Gemara also says, "V'mishleich es hasar la'azaz al'chabes v'gadov, v'rochas p'sar b'mayimach and yovavachna." Then it says, "V'sparachat v'sirachat as shuvas dom and yiburn." It says, "V'sar if I saw michabes v'gadov." So it says, "V'mishleich and sar." So Gemara says like this: "Ma mishleich, just like shiluach la'azaz, we know was mikara was earlier." Av Sairif, when it says Av Sairif also, Sairif I said the Chavos of God, also, this happened earlier. Just like Mishaleach happened earlier, this happened earlier also. Ma, Mishaleach Mekara, Av Sairif Mekara. For example, Adra, I would say the opposite. Ma Sairif to Hashto, just like Sairif is Mashma happened right now, because it says, Par Achatos, Sir Achatos, Ashuva, Asdom, Lechav, Kodesh, you should burn, and this is Av Sairif also, and see it's all happening now, maybe Mishaleach happened now also. So the Gemara, no. V'amishleach to mikara mashma. Mishleach's mashma, the thing I told you about before. Because it doesn't say in this part of the parasha, here, after Shlishi over here, it doesn't say in this part of the parasha that you should send it la'azazel. It says it earlier in the parasha, v'shilach la'azazel. So it sounds like we're going on that mishleach, you should wash as we got them. It sounds like we're going back on before. So therefore we learn out, also sarif means before. So that's Abaye's pshat, that how do you know that the Mishnah is right? That the burning of the parachat siyachat was earlier, we know that it's learning that from Sairif, just like from Mishaleach, just like Mishaleach, Shaluach Azazel happened earlier, Sairif happened earlier also. Rav Amma has the Mishat. Rav Amma Kra, the Pasuk says that the Azazel Yamad Chai, Ad Masayehi Azazel Amad Chai, until when does stay Chai, Ad Shas Kaparo, until Lechaper, which means either the Vidui, or it means the dam of the other Sa'ir. Either way, that's in stage two. And after that, not Yom Chai, you send it. So we know for sure it was sent earlier. That's it. Therefore, it probably was sent earlier. And again, we're learning out Mishaleach from Mishaleach. Mishaleach is earlier, Sarif is earlier also. And that's how we know it must be out of order in the Psukim, because Sarif definitely happened earlier, just like Mishaleach happened earlier. After, now, Adkan to say the Psukim, and now we're going to go to what the Ish Iti, who brought the Sa'ir La Azazel, he meets the Kohen the next day after Yom Kippur. He tells him, I did my Shlichus. Osi Mishaleach, Motzu B'Shuk. The next day Mishaleach finds the Kohen Gadol in the street, in the market, the Kohen Gadol. Motzu Kohen, B'Shuk Kohen Gadol. Omele, Ish Kohen Gadol, Master of the Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shuchasach, I did your Shlichus. But if he finds him in the house privately, you don't say, I did your Ish Kohen Gadol, I did your Shlichus. Why not? Because really it's the Eibishter's Shlichus. You're doing Hashem's will. But in the Shuk, you want to give cover to the Kohen Gadol. But Matsu Rebeisa, Amr Loi, V'chayi Chayim, he says, talking about the Eibishter, Hashem, the one who gives life, Asinu Shlichus, I did his Shlichus. He told the Kohen Gadol, by the way, we did it. We did Hashem's will. Amr Rabba, once you mention the word V'chayi Chayim, we'll have a drasha on that. Amr Rabba, Ki Miftri Rabbanu Mahadadi B'Pumbedisa, Amri Hachi, he used to say this bracha. V'chayi Chayim, the one who gives life, Yitin Chachayim, Aruchim, Vetoivim, Mesekonim, should give you a long life and a good life and a perfect life. It says in the Pasuk, we have it in Halal, as Halech Lepnei Hashem Be'artz Zechayim. What does that mean? What's Taich? Pasha Taich? Amar Yehuda, Zem Mokim Shvakim. Dovra Melech was asking, he was always moving, he was running away. He was running away from Shaul and other times from Avashalom, different times in his life, he was running away. He was davening to Hashem to make let me land up in Arts of Zechayim. What does that mean? A mokim shvakim, a place where I could buy mezainis, a place where I could buy food. Please allow me to be in a place where I could buy food. Om Rav Yehuda, zeh mokim shvakim. The next pasuk says, ki orich yom mishnayis chayim v'shalom v'sifulach. What does that mean? A shnayis chayim. If you're alive, you're usually alive. That's shnayis chayim. V'yesh shom shachayim v'yesh shom shenayis chayim. Is there like the years of life, not life? Om Rav Elazar. These are days that turn from no good to good. Rashi explains, someone is an ani all his life, and he becomes an asher when he gets a little older. So then it's ki'ilu, he was chayim metoich misa. Ki'ilu, he was born again, reborn again. That's what it means, that shnois ha'shaladam esav l'avram ha'tayv. It means shnois chayim means sometimes a person could get a new life. When if he's all his life he was poor and he became rich at the end of his life, it's a new life.